Both Penny Barker and Skylar Ackerman were able to make things interesting in their quest for the Viterra Scotties Provincial Curling Championship. But in the end, it just wasn't to be for the two Moose Jaw skips. And as a result, there will be a new provincial champion crowned on Sunday afternoon. Barker and her defending champion Moose Jaw Curling Center rink of third Christy Gamble, second Jenna Engie and led Danielle Szczynski battled their way to the C final on Saturday before dropping a 7-5 decision to Saskatoon's Sherry Anderson. Barker got off to a rough start in the contest, trailing 4-1 through 5 ends and 6-2 through 7. The two-time former provincial champ made things interesting with a 3-spot in the 8th, but Anderson would pick up 1 in the 9th and run Barker out of rocks in the final end. Things went far better for Ackerman and her Saskatoon Sutherland rink of 3rd Taylor Stremick, 2nd Kia Kennedy and led Kaylin Skinner in their C final bout against Regina Highlands' Brooklyn Stevenson. High-scoring ends were the order of the day in the early going, as Ackerman took a 3-0 lead out of the second end, only to give up 4 the very next frame. The teams exchanged deuces the next two ends before Stevenson, who included Sask curling legend Michelle Englott at third, stole 2 in the 6th for an 8-5 lead. That would be the last good news for the Regina foursome, though, as Ackerman put up a 5-ender in the 7th to go ahead 10-8. Stole 2 in the 8th and another 3 in the 9th for what turned into a comfortable 15-8 win. That sent Ackerman into the Viterra Scotties Page playoffs for the first time in her career, and she came oh so close to reaching the semifinal. Facing Anderson in the Page 3-4 game, Ackerman got off to a great start, building a 4-2 lead through 6 ends. Anderson, the 6-time former provincial champion and 5-time reigning national senior champion, put her veteran savvy to use from there, picking up a deuce in the 7th and stealing 1 in the 8th to go ahead 5-4. Ackerman looked to take control of things with a big end of her own, scoring 3 in the 9th, but Anderson would get her deuce in the 10th and steal 1 in the 11th for the 8-7 win. Martinsville's Nancy Martin defeated North Battleford's Robin Silvernagel in the Page 1-2 game before Silvernagel took a 12-7 win over Anderson in the semifinal. Martin and Silvernagel do battle for the Viterra Scotties provincial title at 3 p.m., with the game streamed live on www.curlsask.com.